It's spring 2001. There you are in Times Square. Lights, car horns, masses of people. You look up to one of the many screens insisting that you need to buy this or that, and you see an enormous, but otherwise ordinary, cat lapping milk from a bowl.
I'm basically scared of cats. I always think if I've had some milk and take a nap that they will come out and suck my breath.
That's John Waters, counterculture filmmaker and self-proclaimed art snob. He's also a huge fan of artists Peter Fishley and David Weiss, co-creators of a video for Creative Times' 59th-minute video series in Times Square. There on the Panasonic screen, Fishley and Weiss presented this video, elevating the common house cat to mythical status.
I love the fact that it was such in the wrong place, that here was, to me, the most droll, witty, Swiss contemporary artist, that somehow were in the middle of Times Square, where the tourists that were looking up there had no idea this was supposed to be art. They were probably looking to see the name of a brand that they couldn't imagine what it was advertising for cat food or stuff. I own the video, and I play it on my TV every year at my Christmas party. And I would put it on a loop, so it would just play for like 10 hours over and over, that cat just licking that plate. And I think the fact that there was no point, that there was no irony, is what gave it great appeal and curiosity to me. In Times Square, you really are competing for the eye. When you look up, I just rode through there in a cab today, and it's just amazing looking up and trying to see which thing to look at. That might have been the 10th thing you noticed, because it's too large for what it should have been.
Before you leave Times Square today, a word of advice from John Waters.
Try to find the least remarkable billboard that's up, and notice that, and think about that as you walk away, as you think about Fishley and Weiss.